Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Samach Beis. We're learning today Lili Mishmas, a long-time listener's father, Jay Weinstein's father's yard site is today Ralph Weinstein, Raphael Eliezer Ben Ruven. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah from all learning. We begin on Samach Beis Omid Aleph, on the second line from the top, with the words Ihachi, or at least that's the girsa that we have. The Vilna Gaon says that the words Ihachi are to be deleted, Tevos Elu Mochuk, they're deleted, because it's not really connected to the previous statement, and Ihachi implies, well, if that's so, then this is the case. The Rosh, however, has the girsa, in the top Rosh, you can see Ihachi, Ish, he says, in the beginning of that, Dibur Hamasli says, Le'el, the Darshinon, Minei, Lirabos, Ovdi Kochovim, Shenerochim, Lomuli. What the Gemara is now going to be asking is, Ihachi, if you're telling me, in yesterday's share, this will remind us of what yesterday's share was talking about, that the extra word Ish that we had in the Pasuk about Arochim, Ish Kiafli Neder Bi'erkecha, so we had said that a person cannot be Marich, who is a non-Jewish person, but they can be Nerach. So, we're learning that out from the word Ish. So the Gemara is now going to question that, and that's what Ihachi is the appropriate girsa. In any event, the pasuk is Ish ki yafli neder bi'erkecha. So the Gemara asks, bi'arochin lomoli, why do I need the extra word Ish ki yafli by arochin? After all, michti, let's take a look. Ha'iskash arochin l'nidar. We know that there's a hekesh between arochin and nidar. That's what the Gemara says. Milte, ha'itzkash, arach, l'nadar. The two are connected. How is that? Because the pasuk says, the Amar Kora, look at the lashon that it uses over here by arach, and it says, ish kiafli neder bi'erkecha. So it uses this lashon of neder by arachin. So therefore, v'hatanya gabi nadarim, and we already know in regards to nadarim that the pasuk tells us, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, and it uses this double lashon of ish ish. So v'hatanya gabi nadarim ish, why did it tell us a second time, ma tam ulomar ish ish? Why do we need the second word? You could have just said Ish mi beis Yisrael, when I gear habi Yisrael. So why does it tell us Ish Ish? Ma tamud lomar Ish Ish lirabos esa ovdei kochavim. That comes to include in the din of nedarim ovdei kochavim. Shehei nodrin nedarim unedavos bi Yisrael. That they're allowed to go and bring what we call nedarim and nedavos. These are various types of korbanos. A neder is when a person obligates himself to bring a korban, but he doesn't specify which animal he's going to bring. So therefore, even if he designates a certain animal to be the korban, that animal dies, he still has the underlying obligation. That's called the neder. And the nedava is when he says, I'm donating this specific animal, I'm donating Bessie to be a shlomim. And then Bessie dies, so he no longer has an obligation. In any event, the pasuk says, this double lashon of ish ish, to teach us that a non-Jewish person, an ovei kochavim, is also allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we do not need the word ish in regards to Arachin, Ish Kiafli Neder V'Erkircha, so why do I need that? Lomali, the word Ish is coming, we had said, to include Ne'erachin. So that is not necessary, because we already know that they're included in Nedarim. Now, once you tell me that they're included in Nedarim, they should be included in Marichin as well. How come they're only included in Arachin? So therefore, the Pasuk had said, in regards to Arachin, started the pasuk with Daver B'nei Yisrael. So the B'nei Yisrael was a specification that it's only dealing with B'nei Yisrael. So therefore, I already know from that pasuk alone that there's a miut, Daver B'nei Yisrael, and we have the Ish Ish from Nedarim, and Erechin are connected, they're makish to Nedarim. So therefore, I already know that it means something yes and something no. So the something no is they can't be ma'arichin. However, the something yes is that they're nerochin. So I don't need the word ish kiafli in regards to neder bi'erkecha. So therefore, why is it written? So that's the Gemara's question. It took us a while to get here. Either the Ihachi that we learned at the very beginning of the year or not is asking over here now, ish kiafli neder bi'erkecha. Why do we need the word ish in that pasuk? So the Gemara answers, Elohai Ish Mibarla, you need that word Ish in this pasuk by Arachin, Liyesuye, to come to include Mufla Samuch Liish, to include a person who's the age of Bar Mitzvah, almost, he's between 12 and 13, and as we pointed out previously, the din, according to one opinion, which we'll see right now in the Gemara, is that such a child who's knowledgeable and understands what he's doing, so even though he's under bar mitzvah, this is the unique din where he is considered mid'oraisa to to have done something, not midrabanan, but on the daraisa level, if he's a 12 to 13 year old boy, or the same thing would apply to a girl between 11 and 12, the year right before their bar or bas mitzvah, they're considered a mufla somuklish. In regards to expressing themselves, they are considered like an ish, like an adult, and therefore this comes to include them. The word ish comes to include such a 12 to 13 year old boy, or an 11 to 12 year old girl, included in the din of nidarim. So Mor says, that's great, if you hold like that. Is a din d'araisa. So great, so now I understand why I have a pasuk to come to teach me that. Ella, if you only hold that a muflu somuklish is a din d'rabanan, on a d'araisa level, the nidarim do not take effect. Ella, l'man d'yom d'rabanan. So then again, we're stuck. Ish ki'afli lomali. Why do I need that extra word? So Mor says, here it comes to include li'isuye muflu somuklish d'ove kochavim. This comes to include over here, in this din, the Oved Kochavim, who is Mufla Samuch Le'ish. So here we have an unbelievable paradox. We have this man, the Amar, who holds that a 12 to 13-year-old Yid, a Jewish boy between 12 and 13, is not on a Darais level Mechuyiv to keep his Nedarim. It's only on a Darabanan level. But the word Ish, according to this man, the Amar, is coming to be Marbe, a Oved Kochavim, who is a child. Yet he's a mufla samuch liish to include him in the din of nidar. So why would you think this should be the case? So the Rosh addresses this seemingly paradox, and he says, in Dibra Masku liyasuya mufla samuch liish, he says, vim eno inyan liyarochin, di b'nei Yisrael, mimatinan, de eno of the kochavim, ma'arichin. If we already had said that we have through the hekish, that we don't need the word ish to teach us that an ovi kochavim is only allowed to be nerach, but not marich, so then we have the extra word, tineu inyan l'nedarim. So use it for nedarim to teach us this mufla samuch liish, the ovi kochavim, he's included in the din of nedarim. Now, that's the paradox. Even though, by a yid, this is only din the rabbanon, the ovi kochavim, the Rosh says, heavy daraisa. Why should that be? V'hainu taima. Because here's the reason for this seemingly paradox. The Kivan di Yisrael osi lichlal bal yachel, because a yid has the prohibition against desecrating his word. He's not allowed to not fulfill his word. There's a din of bal yachel. Do not transgress your word. And therefore, kisha yiye nidro neder at osi lichlal bal yachel. So therefore, it's not yet obligated in bal yachel, and that's why the neder can only be chal midrabanan for a yid. However, the less of a yachel, they don't have a specific transgression. It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvot of Noach, don't transgress your word. And therefore, this pasuk is marbinon le me'ish, the extra word ish, kiyafli, the extra words ish kiyafli, marbinon afilu mufla somach ish, the ovei kochavim. So we have, again, this paradox that the 12 to 13-year-old yid is only mechuyev on a derabbanan level, whereas the 12 to 13-year-old guy is mechuyev on a daraisa level for his nadar. So that's what the man d'yama, who says that a mufla samach liish is only d'rabbanan, that's how he uses the word ish kiyafli by arochin. Mor says, okay, ha'nichel man d'yama, that still only works out well according to the man d'yama, that holds b'nei Yisrael ne'arochin v'ein ha'ov de'kochavim ne'arochin. That only goes according to this man d'yama. Now, we haven't had this man d'yama yet. We've actually had the bar plukt of this man d'yama. As we will see in a second, this is not the opinion that we brought down previously. This is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We had brought down the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now, this opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Ovei Kochavim is allowed to make Arochin. He can say, I'm donating the Erech value of so-and-so to the Beis HaMikdash. He is allowed to be Marich, but only the Yisrael, the Yid, is allowed to have an Erech, so therefore only B'nei Yisrael Ne'arochin. They know Ovi Kochavim Ne'arochin, but a Ovi Kochavim doesn't have the din of Erechin in terms of being the subject, but he can be the Noder, he can be the one that makes this vow. Now, if you hold like this, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Yochol lo yu marichin, I would say that you might even say that they can't even be marichin. They certainly can't be Ne'arochin, but they can't be marichin. Oh, Talmud Lomar Ish, that's what I need the word Ish for. And therefore, Shapir, it makes good sense that I need to include now the Mufla, Samuch Li'ish, in this din of the Ovi Kochavim allow him to be Marich even if he's 12 to 13 years old. But according to the man, then if we brought down that, so Rav Meir's opinion that only Yidden are out to be Marichin. They ain't Ovi Kochavim Marichin. They're only Nerochin. They're not Marichin. So then, I would have said they can't be Nerochim as well. And therefore, Talmud Lomar Ish comes to teach us that they can be Nerochim. Wait a second. If they can be Nerochim, so then what does that have to do with a Mufla Samuch Li'ish? Afilu Tinok Ben Chodesh Bar Eruch Ehu. As we had pointed out, age and gender, once you're above 1 month of age, so then you have a Erech value. If you're telling me that Ovdei Kochavim can be Nerochim, so then it has nothing to do. The word Ish can't be teaching us Mufla Samuch Li'ish, because even a one-month-old child, who certainly is not a Mufla Samuch Li'ish, should have the din of Nerochim based upon the Pasuk Ish. So we're stuck according to that Man D'Yomar. So how do you answer that? So Amar Ravada Barabba, Ravada Barabba tells us, it is coming, Li'isuye Ovdei Kochavim Gadol, the Afagav the Gadol who, you need the word Ish to teach us that this din applies to an Ovei Kochavim who's a Gadol who doesn't understand or know how to be Mafli. And such a Gadol, even though he doesn't understand what he's doing, so then you need this Pasuk to teach us that he too cannot take an Erech vow. He also is not able to be Marech. So again, you have somewhat of a paradox over here. You're telling me that if he understands what he's doing, so then he's excluded. But if he doesn't understand, so then he isn't excluded. And exactly right, that is correct. That paradox over here is as well. Because the din by Yisrael is only if they understand what they're doing, are they allowed to make the Dorm. So I would have said parallel din by a Ovei Kochavim is if they understand what they're doing, so they're excluded from the Pasuk of Erechin, because it's Daber Bnei Yisrael and not Ovei Kochavim. But I would have said it's only the same parameters. Just like by Yid, it has to be somebody who's mafli and understands, so too by the Goy, it has to be somebody who understands. How do I know that a Goy Godo, Eino Yodei Lahaflos, is also excluded? That's what you need the word Ish for. Okay, that concludes, to a large extent, the discussion, but we're still going to have some particular details that we're going to further discuss. So Gemara still has Ella Kiyafli. When it said, Ish o Isha ki yafli, the cause of Rachmona Gabi Naziris, in regards to Naziris. So why do we need that for? Lomali, after all, Mechte, ha'iskash Naziros l'Nadarim. So Naziris are already connected to Nadarim. And as we just brought down, Nadarim are connected to Arachin. So those words, ki yafli, seem to be unnecessary by Naziris. Lomali, so what are they doing over there? So the Gemara says, Liyasuye, you need it to include Yodayim She'enon Mochichos. This comes to include, in the exclusion, Yodayim She'enon Mochichos. That if you don't make a neder clearly, but you used a yad, an expression that is close to it, but not really specific enough, so then that doesn't make a person a nazir. So therefore, it has to be Yodayim Mochichos, but the extra words, Kiafli, tells us it's not Yodayim she'enon mochichos, the Itmar, because we had this machlokis, Yodayim she'enon mochichos. If you make a Naziris vow with something that's not so clear, it's enon mochichos. So therefore, Abai Omar having Yodayim, that is a valid neder of Naziris, whereas Rav Omar lo having Yodayim. So Rav says it's not a valid Naziris. So therefore, that's what you need over here, this statement, Kiafli, for to teach us Rav's din. Rava says, lo havin yadayim, li yisuye, the ex words kiafli, are coming to include in the exclusion that yadayim she'enam uchichas don't make it into a valid nesiris. So, now the gears that we have is difficult to understand. The Rush, and you can see this in the second line from the bottom of the Rush, says, hochi garsinam, this is the way you should read it. And instead of saying, li abaye nicha, it should be, li rava nicha, because Rava was the one that just said, yadayim she'enam uchichas are excluded. So Rav Amar lo havin yadayim. So according to him, we understand why you need the word kiafli. It comes to exclude that. Ela, the girsa should be over here, liabaya, who holds that in fact havin yadayim, so then the word kiafli can't come to exclude it because he says they are included. Liabaya ma'ika lemeimar. Again, that's the girsa of the Rush. So obviously, according to Abaya, you can't understand the word kiafli in that fashion. So Ela, what would he say kiafli is coming to teach us? This is for the din that we had early in the Masechta from Rabbi Tarfon. If you remember the case, which we'll go over a little bit in a second, We had a person who is walking towards a group of people, and they're not sure who he is. And there's either six we had or nine people there, different scenarios. We said, Reuven says, if that's Yankel, then I want to be a Nazir. And Shimon says, if that's not Yankel, I want to be a Nazir. And then one says, I'm a Nazir if both of you are a Nazir. And one says, I'm a Nazir if neither of you is a Nazir, etc., etc. So there were opinions that said that all of them are Nazirim, or some of them are Nazirim. And along comes Rabbi Tarfon and says, none of them are Nazirim. The Tanya, because we learned earlier, the Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Tarfon that none of them are Nazirim. Ein echad mehen nazir. Why? None of them are nazirim. Lufisha lo nitno nazirus ella lehafla. That's what Rabbi Tarfon needed the word kiafli to come to teach us, that it must be a definitive expression. There can't be any doubt at all. It has to be 100% clear. And in this situation, it's not 100% clear. And that's why Abaye, who says, even though that yodayim, that aren't mochichos, are in fact yodayim, he would say that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's what you need the pasuk kiyafli to teach us. No, they're not. So Gemara says, okay, that's great if you hold like Rabbi Tarfon, honikel Rabbi Tarfon. But if you hold like Abaye and you don't hold like Rabbi Tarfon, el rabbanan ma'ikel emeimer. So what would they say the word kiyafli is needed for? So Gemara says, you're right. Ella neboy leilchid etanya. You need it for the following brisa. Now, this is actually a mishnah that can be found in Chagiga. But since this opinion is only found in the Braisa, that's why we use the Lashon Chlilcha D'Tanya. And it says, Heter Nidorim Parchin Bo'avir Ve'en Lehem Amash Sheyismichu. The Tanakhama says that this concept of Nidorim is something that we don't have Pesukim to really explain what the details are. And he says, this Hataras Nidorim, that we're allowed to be Matir and Eder, is not based upon really words in the Torah, Ella, it's Parchin Ba'avir. These Nidorim are like just words that are in the air, and since they have no Pasuk, nevertheless, we know that you're allowed to be Mata them. And either it's a Halach L'Moshe Sinai, or this is the Masorah that we have, that there is this concept of Hataras Nidorim, but you don't really have Psukim to base it upon. That's the Tana Kama. Now, along comes Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, he's not found in that Mishnah in Chagiga, but here we have the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, no, they aren't just dinim that are nedarim parchin ba'avir. No, we have psukim to support it. What pasuk do we have? Shenamar ish kiyafli, and it says kiyafli shtei pa'amim. We have this pasuk in two places. We have it by erkecha, as we had said. Ish kiyafli neder bi erkecha, and we also have it in regards to the nazir. We said isha isha kiyafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. So we have the words kiyafli twice. So why do we have it twice? So one echod hafla leisa. One is to teach us that just by stating something, you're obligating yourself. And the second time, the echod hafla leheter, that just by repeating it in front of the beis din, or at least in theory, the Yochid Mumcha, although, as we said many times, we require a Beis Din, and there is nobody that's a Yochid Mumcha today for that. So when a person goes, for example, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when people go do Hataras Nedarim, you get together three people, and you state that I'm sorry, I have Charata, that I made this Neder, and they say Mutalach, 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 and it goes away. Well, that's not Nedarim Parchim Ba'avir. He says that's based upon the pasuk that we have twice, kiyafli, once by Arochin and once by Naziris. And that teaches us the din of Hataras Nedarim. So this is why we need the extra pasuk, kiyafli, by Arochin. Okay, that concludes this sugya, and we go to Samach Beis and Beis with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts and tells us, parallel to what we had in yesterday's shir, where we had said that there was a chumrah in regards to Noshim over Avodim, in that the husband could not force his wife to transgress her neder, her nazirus, whereas in regards to the owner of the Eved Kenani, the Baal, the owner, could force the Eved Kenani to go and transgress his neder of nazirus. In other words, he could delay his becoming a nazir because that impacts him. So in our mission now, we have the opposite chumrah. Chomer b'avadim b'noshim. We have a chumrah in regards to avadim versus noshim. What is that? Because shehu mefer nidre ishto, the husband has the ability to be made for his wife's nidarm, including nazirus b'yom shamo, on the day that he hears it. As we discussed in great detail in Masechta Nedarim, that under certain situations, for certain types of nidarim, if the wife makes a neder, that the husband has the right to be made for, and it's b'yom shamo, it's the day that he hears it, and he's made for it, so that neder is totally null and void. Shu mefer nidre ishto. However, the Baal of an Eved Kenani, Eino Mefer Nidre Abdo. He doesn't have the ability to be Mefer, the Nedarim of his Eved. Now, Mefer, the Tosus over here brings down this Lashon of Hefer is a Lav Dafka, Nidre Masko, Hofer Liabdo. So Tosus says it's the Lashon of Hefer is Lav Dafka, El Klomar Micha. He can protest and delay the start, the onset of the Neder that his slave had said. So therefore, in regards to the wife, the husband can be totally made for the neder, and it doesn't take effect even if they're divorced, even if the time period elapses or he changes his mind, that neder is mufar. However, in regards to the eved, it's only delayed. So therefore, in this situation, when the husband is made for the neder, so hefer liyishto, hefer olamis, hefer liabdo, So therefore, in a situation where the husband is made for his wife's neder, it's null and void forever. So if she took for herself, for example, for herself a nezirah, and the husband is made for it, that's it. She's never a nezirah, even if she gets divorced, unless she restates it again. Whereas for the eved, the Baal says, listen, I'm not interested over here in you becoming a nezirah right now, because you're not going to be a good worker if you have long hair and you're working in my factory as a cook. So you're going to get hair all over the place, so I don't want you to have long hair. Or you're going to be weak because you're not drinking wine. So therefore, he's made for it, meaning he's delaying its onset. He's mocha, he's protesting. In other words, it's not going into effect right now. However, if he becomes freed, yotzel cheres, then the eved's neder or nezirus will kick in, and he has to be mashlim neziruso at that point in time. So this is a chumra that we have by an eved as opposed to by a wife. Okay. Gemara starts on says Tanu Rabbanon, leba rabo kofo. Under what situations can the Baal, the owner of this eved, force him to go and not fulfill his neder? So that's only in regards to l'neziris. So abo lo l'nedarim v'la arochim, but not in regards to other types of nedarim or arochim. Now, why is that? So the Gemara asks, ma'ishno gabi nazir? Why by a nazir is the Baal allowed to go and force the eved to delay the onset of the neziris? Because the Omer Rechmana, the pasuk says, lesor yisor al nafsho, that a person can take upon himself nezirus if he has the right to put isurim on himself. So this implies b'misha nafsho knuyelo, only somebody who owns his life, so to say, who can put restrictions on himself, so that person can take upon himself nezirus. As opposed to yotzo eved, as opposed to an eved kanani, shein nafsho knuyelo, he's not in control of his life, the master is in control of his life, and therefore, in this situation, the nezirus can be pushed aside to a later date if the master wants to do so. Where it says, wait a second, then that should be true by Nedarim as well. Ihachi, afilu gabi Nedarim nami. It's not only Neziris, this would be by any Neder. But we just said that by Nedarim and Arachim, the master, the Baal, doesn't have the right to delay the onset of the Neder or the Arachim requirement. How could the Eved have Arachim requirement? So the Mefarshim explained that in case the Eved received money al Tanai on the condition that it doesn't belong to the master, so then that's how we could have money to go and pay off an arochin debt. In any event, so the bottom line is over here, if Nezirus is allowed to be pushed aside, so should Nedarim, but that's not what we said. The Bryce had said that Nedarim can't be pushed aside, they have to be taking effect for the Eved. So the Gemara answers, I'm Rav Sheshes. You know what we're dealing with over here? Hachamai Askinan, Kigon Shoya Eshkol Shalanovim Munach Lefoy. We're dealing over here, there's one cluster of grapes right in front of this Eved Kenani. So in regards to Nedarim Gabe, Nedarim Dechi Mitzar Bahai, Lo Mitzar V'Yachrine, in regards to all the other grapes in the world, he's not Osir. The Eved said, I asked myself to have these grapes. They should be like a carbon to me. So that's a valid nether. The grapes would in fact be Osir to him. But all the other grapes in the world are not Osir to him, because he only was Osiring these grapes that are in front of him. So Dechi Mitzar, when he asers these grapes, it's only Baha'i, only the cluster of grapes in front of him. Lo Mitzar B'Yachrin, all the other grapes in the world are not Asr. So therefore, that's not going to be something that's going to weaken this Eved. And therefore, the Baal has no right to interfere, because it doesn't impact him. And therefore, Lo Matzi Kofile, he can't go and push aside this onset of this Neder. As opposed to Gabi Nezirus, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, if you ask yourself, according to at least one opinion, from this grape, I take upon my Nazirus from this grape. So that means all the grapes of the world are us to you, because you're now a full-fledged Nazir. So Gabi Nazirus, the Chimitzar Bahai cluster, with this cluster of grapes in front of you, you're now asering Itzar Bekula, all the grapes in the world, because you now have taken upon yourself a Nazirus. The master can say, hey, listen, That is going to make you a weak slave because you can't drink wine, you can't get your energy. You're going to have long hair, and that's going to be a difficult for the job that you're doing. So Mati Kofi Leh. So the Baal is allowed to delay the onset of that Naziris until some future point in time when, let's say, the Eved goes free or he's no longer doing that job and he's retired or whatever the situation may be, that now the Naziris can go and take effect. So that's what Rav Sheshet says is the difference between normal Nedarin and Arachim and Naziris. We're dealing here with a specific case of a Neder where it's just this cluster of grapes in front of him, but all the other grapes in the world are Mutter, so therefore it doesn't have any impact on weakening the slave, and that's why the Baal can't be mocheid, he can't push it aside. As opposed to Naziris, which would weaken the slave, the Baal has the right to push it aside. More questions, it says, wait a second, Vigabi Nidarim, why are you making this a case that this is the cluster of grapes, but all the other cluster of grapes are mutter? Why don't we say, Milo Askinan, aren't we dealing with the case, the Lekko Elohai Eshko, this is the only cluster of grapes that's available. Yes, there are other clusters of grapes in the world, but right now the Eved is working, and this is the only cluster of grapes that's available for him to eat lunch. If he asks himself from eating this cluster of grapes, he's going to be hungry. He's not going to do just as good a job as he would be if he was satiated. So, di lo ochel lecholish, and therefore, if he doesn't eat this cluster of grapes, he's going to be weakened. So, why can't the Baal say, listen, I'm not letting this nether take effect right now. It can take effect some other time if these grapes are still there. But right now, I need you to be strong to do your work, and therefore, I'm allowing you to go and eat these grapes and pushing aside your nether. So why don't we say that that's the case? And therefore, there should be no difference between the Zerus and nether going against what we just said in the Tanna Rabbanan, the Braisa. So Rava says, you're right. El Omer Rava. Rava says that is 100% right. But you know what we're dealing with over here? You can go and show your Chartzon Munach Lefonim. Again, we had previously a Machlokis between Rashi and Tosos as to what the definition of Chartzon is throughout Shas. So it's either the seed or the skin. So we'll just assume, just for ease of usage, we'll just call it the seed right now, even though there's an opinion that says it's the skin. So you have a Chartzon in front of you. And the person, this Eved, makes a neder that I'm not going to eat this chartzen. So gabe nedarim, the bahayhu de mitzar, but not all the other chartzen in the world. So therefore, lo motzi kovile, that's not going to weaken the eved. And therefore, the eved's neder goes into effect. As opposed to, if it's a neder of naziris, gabe nazir, when he says, I ask myself to this grape seed, and I'm a nazir from this grape seed, so then he becomes a real nazir for everything else. So, the itzar nami dechrini, all the grape seeds, all the grapes, all the wine in the world is now also to him. So, motzi kofile, so that impacts the slave, and therefore, the Baal has the right to push aside this naziris until a later point in time. More asked the same question that we did a minute ago. V'gabi nidarin, milo askinan delek el haichartzen, but aren't we dealing with the case that right now the Eved is hungry, and this chartzen is the only thing in front of him to eat. So if you don't let him eat this, he's going to be weak. So therefore, di lo ochelei cholish. And we have the same question we had a minute ago with the cluster of grapes. So again, that doesn't seem to be a valid answer. So now we have a bayit coming to say, you're right, el omar bayit. This is the way we have to understand it. Lemar rabo tzorech l'chavoso l'naziris. In what way can the Baal push aside the nedarim of the Eved? It's only in regards to naziris that he can do so. The ain't tsarich lechafoso l'nedarim. The ain't no tsarich lechafoso l'shua. But he doesn't have to do this for nedarim, and he doesn't have to do this for shua. Why? Because they never took effect in the first place. Abaye says that nedarim and arachin or shvua, they don't take effect, and that's why the Baal doesn't have to be made for it. Naziris does take effect, but that's why the Baal has the right to go and be mocha to push it aside. So Abaye has a totally different approach over here. He says that Naziris is the exception to the rule, and that it would take effect, and therefore, since it's going to make the Eved Cholish, so the Baal has the right to push it aside. Kofi Leh. However, Nedarim, Shvuos, Arachin don't take effect at all. So therefore, that's why the Baal doesn't have to push it aside, because it doesn't get off the ground in the first place. Now, why is that? My timer. So Abaye explains as follows. The Pasuk tells us by a neder, it says, Da'amar Kro, that when you make a neder, O nefesh ki sishava levate bisvasayim, it says, lohara o lehetiv, that you have the option when you make a neder to do for yourself good or do for yourself bad. Lohara means I'm imposing upon myself something bad. Lehetiv means I'm imposing upon myself something good. So I will not eat this piece of bread, that's lohara. I will eat this piece of bread, that's lehetiv. So Mahatova Rishus Av Hara Rishus. So we compare these two, Lohara Lehetiv, so they both have to be within your ability to do so. And therefore, Yotzo Lohar Ali Achayim. One thing that we learn out is that if I make a shvua that I'm going to harm somebody else, so then it doesn't take effect. Shein Rishus Biyado. I can't make a neder or shvua that I'm going to go harm somebody else. So too over here, if the Eved, Abaye says, were to take upon himself a neder or a shvua, let's say not to eat, so then that's Lohara, but it's not only impacting him, it's impacting the Baal, because now he's going to be hungry, he's not going to be able to do his job, and therefore he doesn't have the Rishus Lohara somebody else, and therefore the Nedarim and Shuas and Arachin don't take effect for a Eved Kenani. So that's Abaye's approach, and therefore we understand that in regards to Naziris, it would take effect, but the Baal has the right to be Kofa. But in regards to Nedarim and Shvuos, they don't even get off the ground. They never take effect, and therefore the Baal doesn't have to be Mocha. Okay, let's go on now to the final Mishnah of our Daf today, and it'll go right to the end of the Daf. Avar Mikineged Panov. If the slave is running away, that's the way the Mefarish explains over here. Avar Mikineged Panov, the Mefarish says, Shebarach Mipanov Shol Rabo. He ran away. So he's still owned by the owner, at least in theory, but he's not there. So he had made upon himself a Naziris vow while he was with the owner. The owner had pushed it aside. So does it kick in now that he's no longer right in front of the owner? So Rameir says, yeah, it kicks in. Rameir Omer, lo yishta, he's not allowed to drink wine. His Naziris kicks in because he's not in front of the owner anymore. And the owner really doesn't have him in his possession. And therefore, the owner doesn't care if he gets weak or not. So therefore, the Naziris kicks in right now. And lo yishta yayin, he's not allowed to drink wine. Rav Yossi says, no, he's still owned by the owner, and therefore, the owner doesn't want it to be weak. Rav Yossi Omer Yishta. Rav Yossi says, he is allowed to drink wine still because the owner doesn't want it to be weak. So, the Gemara now starts and says, did this machlok is between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, let us say it revolves around something that Shmuel had said. Lema b'di Shmuel kamifligi. They're arguing about Shmuel. Now, obviously, Shmuel is an Amori. He comes later than these Tanoim, but this principle that Shmuel articulated was well known already in the days of the Tanoim. We find this all the time in the Gemara, that the earlier Machlokis is based upon a statement that a later sage makes, because the idea was already present, it just became known as the later sage's idea. So Shmuel said this concept, but it was already known in the times of the Tanoim. So Lema b'Shmuel Kamidli, let us say that Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are arguing about this statement that was attributed to Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel said, Hamath Kirabdo, if you go and make your Eved Hefker, in other words, you say, you no longer belong to me, but you didn't give him a shtar of Shichrur, the Eved nevertheless is free. Vein tzarech get shichra. Since you were mafkim, you don't have to go and give him a get shichra. He is considered free already. Therefore, in this situation where the Eved ran away, so the opinion of Shmuel would be that he doesn't need a shtar shichra, and therefore he's free, and therefore his naziris would kick in. Vein tzarech get shichra, and therefore Rav Meir is slay the Shmuel. Rav Meir says, lo yishta, says, well, now the Naziris kicks in. So therefore, Rav Meir holds like this principle that Shmuel articulates, and Rav Yossi, who says that he's not yet a Nazir, he's still allowed to drink wine, yishta, obviously Rav Yossi less slay the Shmuel. He doesn't hold like Shmuel. So let us say that this machlokus, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in our Mishnah, is based upon, do they or do they not agree with this statement of Shmuel? So Gemara says, no, lav dafka. Lo. In fact, you could say the Kuliyama is Lishwul. In fact, both of them say that you wouldn't need to get Shechur, and if you're Mafkir, you're Eved, he does go Lecheris. Aye. So then, in that situation, we understand why Rav Meir says Lo Yishta, because it kicks in. El, Laman Diyama Yishta, but according to Rav Yossi, how does he learn this like Shmuel? So El, Laman Diyama Yishta, according to Rav Yossi, says he's still allowed to drink wine. He says, Sovar, as follows. He holds, Sov, Sov, Mehader, Hodar, Vyose, Gabe. The master is hoping that he's going to get the slave back. He's still wanting to get the slave back. He hasn't given up hope yet, and therefore, he wants the slave to drink wine. So he shouldn't become weak and get hurt on his travels and not be able to come back. So, according to Rav Yossi, yes, I hold from Shmuel that if you mafkir him, then he goes l'cheiris, and you don't need to get shechur. But here he wasn't mafkir him, the Eved ran away. And the Baal did not give up hope of getting him back. Therefore, the Baal wants him strong, and therefore the Baal wants him to drink wine. And that's why Rav Yossi Omer Yishta. However, according to Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, the master has not given up hope of getting him back, and therefore he doesn't want him to drink because Sovale Lahave Le Tsara. He wants him to be in pain. He wants him to go and not drink wine. So the Eved will say, listen, when I was with my master, I was allowed to drink wine. Now this Naziris took effect on me. I'd rather go back to my master. That will be a spur to have him go back to the master so he can drink wine again, and the Naziris shouldn't take effect. So therefore, each of them has their own rationale for why he can drink or not drink, but they all agree with Shmuel's statement that if he was mafkir the Eved, he wouldn't need to get shichra, and the Eved goes free, and that is the halacha they both agree with. And with that, we conclude today's shir.